Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. New Englanders are known for their frugality, never shy about seeking a bargain. Well, there is one place where you can find deals that beat out the competition every time, and it ain't Walmart. I'm talking about New Hampshire's many town transfer stations, or as just about everybody calls them, the dump. Mike Morin is a writer and a columnist and co-host of WZID's New Hampshire in the Morning show. His article, Finding Treasure at New Hampshire's Transfer Stations, was published in New Hampshire Magazine. We're so pleased to have you with us, Mike.
Thank you, Virginia. Good to be here.
Now, you couldn't get to all of the transfer stations in New Hampshire. Which ones did you visit for your article?
Actually, just three. Mm-hmm. I started in Hooksett, which is where the whole idea for the story began. Went to Bedford to the secondhand shop where Gus Papa John has a wonderful selection of gently used things. And then I went out to Peterborough and was amazed at the number of artists that actually congregate and, I don't want to say fight over the stuff, but they're all watching each other to get the best materials.
Wow, who knew?
Yeah.
Well, did you find much distinction between the material, the vibe at these different transfer stations?
That's a good question. The vibe was definitely very artsy in Peterborough. But the one that really got me most interested was the very first one in Hooksett. And I used to live in Hooksett. And as I was moving last summer, I started hauling all my belongings I didn't want. And I looked around the walls, and the beams are on this giant metal building where you back your car in. Mm-hmm. And it was nothing but Tonka trucks.
What?
Hundreds of Tonka trucks parked bumper to bumper, like rush hour traffic. And I had to find out more about that and talk to Diane Boyce, who is now the superintendent of recycling in Hooksett. And she said people started dropping them off 25 years ago, and one became two. And it was almost like rabbits. They multiplied because people would bring them down so they could come back and see their collection. And, oh, that's my truck over there on the wall.
Okay. We're saying recycling and transfer stations. Are we ever going to get beyond dump? I mean, really?
Well, I guess people that really grew up here call it the dump. I grew up in Detroit, well, which, by the way, is a dump, but that's a whole different story. And we just had curbside pickup. So I did move here having called it the dump, but I felt I should be a little politically correct and respectful since these people love their jobs.
Well, you are speaking to, you know, the Tonka trucks, for example. Mm-hmm. That speaks to a kind of regularity and frequency of going to the transfer station. I'm going to take your cue here. But is that what makes them such integral parts of communities? I mean, it's a place where people really have conversations. They stop, they dilly-dally, even though they're doing errands.
That's very true, Virginia. Once you get beyond the stuff, it is about conversation, and it's a very social setting. It's almost like a bar without the drinks. And even politicians always make it a point during election season to make sure they get out there Saturday morning and shake those dirty hands and get some votes.
So tell us about some of the people that you met at New Hampshire's transfer stations. One terrific
character.
This is
really hard for you, isn't it?
One terrific character, Gus Papa John. What's he do?
I love Gus. He is the guy that oversees and runs the second chance shop, as they call it. And it's actually a way to help defray the cost of recycling materials or getting rid of stuff in the town. They take some of the proceeds and feed it back into the system. But he essentially is in charge of going out when people call and say, I have such and such, come out and look at it. If he thinks it's worth it, he'll pick it up and bring it to his second chance shop. And when I was in there one day, it was literally closed, but people still knock on the door. They ignore the close sign and they say, do you have ice skates or do you have, you know, a chandelier or whatever? So it really is a very compelling place, and he has the perfect personality for it.
All right. You discovered, as you mentioned, several artists, especially around Peterborough. Was it just Peterborough?
It was. I wasn't aware of any other artistic type folks. When I was looking into wanting to go to Peterborough, I just Googled, you know, Peterborough artists, found a guy by the name of Stephen Graves, who said, oh, I'll take you on and introduce you to all my friends, because we all, you know, we all trash pick and we all build cool stuff out of the recycled materials. And so he was kind of my tour guide and brought me to a number of the other people I met.
Another artist you met is called Scott Bradford. What's his story?
Well, he's really a recycling director for the town of Peterborough first, and secondly, an artist of birdhouses. So he finds the wood and the materials that people drop off, and he builds these beautiful birdhouses that started out just for family and friends, and now He goes to craft shows, and he's in boutiques, and he probably makes over 100 of them a year just because he loves doing it. I don't think it's for the money.
Wow. There's a beautiful photograph of him in the article, proudly holding a birdhouse. He actually won the Recycler of the Year Award. Now, who gives that out?
I'm not really sure if there's a state agency or maybe it's a trade association, but this man takes so much pride in the way the premises look. Now, I went during January to do the story, and I couldn't see the landscaping, but apparently he says the people come from all around to take a look at how beautiful it is. You wouldn't think that, including sister cities of Peterborough, Ontario, and Peterborough, England. People have come just because.
Wow. Okay, so next they're going to start to transition the name to Gardens, Transfer Gardens.
Maybe. That could be next.
I'm speaking with the writer and radio personality Mike Morin about digging for hidden treasure at New Hampshire's transfer stations. Now, Mike, we would like to turn to one of the treasure hunters that you spoke with for your article. This is the picture framer and the artist Jane Simpson. Jane, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you, Virginia.
So which transfer station do you frequent, and what are you looking for?
I go to the Peterborough transfer station and also to the Dublin transfer station, and I am just open to whatever I see that catches my eye.
How long have you been doing this, Jane, and how often do you go?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know that I could put my finger on how long I've been going, but I probably go to the dump once a week. I recycle all of the packaging from my frame shop, so I accumulate quite a bit of paper and cardboard, and I bring that all to the transfer station.
Well, Mike, do you find that the people who really profit from this go most frequently? I mean, they check every week?
Oh, I think so. It's like going back to your favorite store to see if they got a new shipment of whatever it is you're looking for. I would guess that people go several times a week because they can't stand the thought of missing the item to make that perfect artistic piece.
Yeah.
Well, Jane, do you see regulars at the transfer station?
Do I? Yes. Absolutely.
You run into the same folks. Mike hinted that there's a little competition between you all to perhaps get material.
I guess I don't really sense the competition. I think it's a lot more fun. I just think we're very excited for someone to get a good find, and we're always sharing. If we have things that we know someone else can use, that's the way I work. If I see something that I think reminds me of a friend that can use it in their work, then I'll pick it up and give it to them.
What's one really surprising thing that you've discovered at your local transfer station?
Well, the item that is featured in the magazine, I found a beautiful photograph of the Dorchester High School for Girls from 1929. And it's a beautiful photograph, and it has hundreds of images of these young, hopeful faces. And it was in the, ready to be thrown away. And I plucked out images and turned them into jewelry.
Has anyone ever looked at something that you've gotten from the transfer station, asked you about it, and been kind of grossed out by it? I mean, any stigma against these gently recycled items?
No, just the opposite. Surprise. Like, wow, really? Like, they'd never thought to look for good things at the dump before.
Right now, this is so popular. I mean, this is a story that Mike definitely picked up on, but, you know, is it the economy? Is it more material to recycle? What?
I know when I go to the transfer station, I am amazed at the things that are there that are still perfectly usable. And I think we've just become much more conscious of throwing things away that can be, someone else can use them. So why not put it in a place where people can look and see and reuse it?
Mike, I think we've won her over. She started with dump and now is on to transfer station.
I'm trying to be.
It's really catching.
She's very much a romantic, though. And what stuck with me, Jane, when I was talking with you, is you like the thought of using something that somebody else has touched or used or seen, and it almost connects you to a different or an older time.
Absolutely. That's the way I think about these little photographs that I've made into earrings. I feel like, oh, these beautiful girls, who are they? And how can they just be thrown away? And it's exciting to think that, they're going to live on.
Okay, Mike, after encountering Jane and so many people, the romance of the transfer station, you going to go to all of the transfer stations, not stop at three?
Well, if somebody would like to underwrite a project where I could investigate and become a full-time garbologist, I'd be all over that.
But you're not quitting your day job yet.
Not yet, but I might be convinced.
Mike Morin, what a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
Mike Morin is a writer and columnist and co-host of WZID's New Hampshire in the Morning. His article, Finding Treasure at New Hampshire's Transfer Stations, was published in New Hampshire Magazine. Jane Simpson, picture framer and artist who creates new works from recycled materials found at the Peterborough Transfer Station. Jane, thanks so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Now, there is a link to see Mike's story where you can get some great pictures of all the people and transfer stations that we mentioned and many more. The link is at wordofmouthradio.org. And we'd like to know from you, do you love going to your town dump? Want to make a case for why yours is the best? Tell us what you found there and what makes your transfer station so distinctive. You can go to our Facebook page or our website, wordofmouthradio.org.